On a cold and gray morning, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy together rekindled the flame before the tomb of the unknown soldier near the Champs-Élysées. The two European leaders listened to a French army choir sing the Marseillaise, and then the German anthem, marking a French-German friendship that grew from the ashes of the two world wars. France and Germany helped found the European Union and are still considered the main engines driving the 27-member bloc.
Nous partageons les mêmes valeurs, la même ambition pour l'Europe, la même monnaie.
In a speech at the tomb, Mr. Sarkozy said Germany and France share the same values, the same ambitions for Europe, and the same currency. He said the friendship between the two countries should be treasured, and that when the two work together, they can accomplish great things. Ties have grown closer between France and Germany over the years. Relations between former French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder were particularly strong, and the two forged a united front against the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Sarkozy are not as close. France and Germany disagree in some areas, like cutting government deficits. But experts like Jean-Luc Saurant say the French-German relationship still matters. A professor at Paris-Dauphine University, Saurant told French Radio it is important for the two countries to go beyond symbols like Armistice Day. One test will be next week, when European leaders gather to choose the first president of the European Union. France and Germany are expected to support the same candidate for the job. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.